Simon & Schuster Audio presents An Amish Surprise by Shelley Shepherd Gray. Read by Tavia Gilbert. For the many librarians I've gotten to know over the years, thank you for touching so many lives in so many ways. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your instructions. Psalm 119, verse 18. One of the most complicated tasks modern man faces is trying to figure out how to lead a simple life. Amish proverb. 1. Sarah Ann Miller's Guide to Dating After Age 60. I compiled these tips from both my experience and advice from friends. Tip number 1. If all else fails, remember this. It's never too late to fall in love again. Sarah Ann Miller often wished she had 2 more hands and another set of eyes. Well, that wasn't exactly the truth. She only wished she had such things when Ruth Schmidt led her brood into the bookmobile. Yes, whenever the Amish woman arrived with her 6 kinner, Sarah Ann wished she had those extra hands, more eyes, an unlimited supply of earplugs, and extensive experience in crowd control. Maybe even a degree in psychology as well. Honestly, anything would be more helpful than her 28 years at PricewaterhouseCoopers, followed by a 2-year online course in library sciences. One needed a great many tools in order to survive the Schmidt triplets and whatever assorted children dear Ruth happened to be fostering at the time. But since wishes and dreams were for other people, at least in this case, Sarah Ann was on her own. Summoning her best kindergarten teacher voice, she clapped her hands. "Children, please, do gather around me and speak one at a time." 3 out of 6 complied. A 10-year-old boy, a sweet little boy around 7, and a rather shy 8-year-old girl sat down immediately in front of Sarah Ann, their legs crossed like pretzels and their hands in their laps. "Ah, look at you 3. Would you like to hear a story?" The oldest boy nodded before gazing warily over his shoulder at the 3 remaining children. The 5-year-olds didn't seem to understand the concept of following directions. Mary, Jonas, and Ian, also known as the triplet terrors, were currently gallivanting around like they didn't have a care in the world. Sarah Ann didn't even attempt to hold back a sigh. "No worries, Sarah Ann," Ruth called out merrily.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?